and for this week's Campfire Musical Sesh, I'm joined in the studio by my co-host here, Sarah Irvin. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you, Mitch?
Good. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, did you have turkey, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, turkey's never the star of the show, but I did have turkey, yes. How about
what,
you?
What is the star for you?
Oh, it's all about the sides.
My
mom makes a fantastic sweet potato casserole.
With or without marshmallows?
No marshmallows, but the cinnamon definitely does the work.
Yeah. Okay. I want some of Emily's sweet potato casserole then. I'm a no marshmallow person. But I didn't grow up in, I feel like it's like.
It's a Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
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 Well, what are some of your traditions for Thanksgiving?
So we typically, you know, like every good old American family, watch a lot of football.
Yep.
And spend the day certainly running around the kitchen, try to get outside. Mm-hmm. Go for at least a walk, if not like a hike or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But you got to get outside.
Absolutely. Well, we here at KPCW, we have a tradition where we play Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie on Thanksgiving.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's.
So, do you know who Arlo Guthrie is?
I do, but that's because I was born probably 3 decades later than my mental state is. So, I feel like
soul.
I should have been born in like the 40s or 50s, but yeah.
But here we are. Well, for those people who don't know, he was a folk singer, mainly known for his protest songs. And he was the son of another famous artist, Woody Guthrie. If you're not familiar with Woody Guthrie, here's a clip from him.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Yeah, that's ringing a bell there.
Classic. Also protest song.
Yeah. But Arlo is mostly known for his song Alice's Restaurant. So what is Alice's Restaurant, right?
I did not know about this until I started working at KPCW.
Yeah. It's kind of a niche thing, right? Well, it's a 18-minute song. It's one of the longest songs, if not the longest song we have in our catalog. And it's a talking blues protest song. Have you ever heard of a talking blues protest song before?
No, but I absolutely love it. And I've grown into the habit now of listening to it every year.
Yep.
Because we play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it makes me laugh every time.
Yeah. Well, it was the title track on Guthrie's debut album called Alice's Restaurant. And the full title is Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
Massacre. What does that mean?
So a massacre means a series of absurd events. Basically.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly. And he tells the story of the absurd events that happened to him. Are you ready for the story?
Yeah. And I think we should bring massacre back into use more often. There's a lot of massacres that happen here at KPCW.
All right. Gear up. So let's take your mind back. You're going to see an 18-year-old Arlo Guthrie in Stockbridge, Massachusetts in 1965 on Thanksgiving Day. It's a tiny little town close to the Massachusetts and New York border. And it's like 2,000 people as of 2020. So imagine how small it was in 1965.
There were 8 people there.
So Guthrie says the town had 3 stop signs, 2 police officers, and 1 police car.
I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened here. They got 3 stop signs, 2 police officers, and 1 police car. But
so Arlo and his friend Rick Robbins, who was also a musician, were staying at an old church on the edge of town with their friends Alice and Ray Brock.
And Alice, of course, is the proprietor of Alice's Restaurant.
But Alice and Ray had been using the church as their home, and they had a bunch of people over to celebrate. Essentially a like-minded kind of hippie Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I love the reference to Alice and Ray living atop the bell tower way up high. And it sounded like from time to time they never really came down for a while. And things would just get out of control down there in the bottom of the old church, now Party Central.
Yep. So, you know, you have Arlo and his friend Rick and a bunch of other friends. They're all in sleeping bags in the pews down there. And they had a great time during this Thanksgiving. And so as a favor to Alice and Ray for letting them stay there, Arlo and his friend offered to take all the trash they had made out to the local dump. There was a ton of stuff there they had been partying, including a broken couch as well.
So they loaded it all up, huh?
Yeah, so they loaded it all up in their VW microbus, just so 60s, right? And they went out to the dump, and it looks like the dump was closed that day.
They clearly did not check in with Recycle Utah, check in with KPCW. Yeah. We'll let you know when the Recycle Center is closed. They should have done their homework.
Yeah, they should have done their homework, but of course, you know, they're 18, 19-year-olds. They're just trying to do a nice thing for their friends, but now what do you do, you know? So they're driving back, they're all defeated, and they notice a pile of trash off the side of the road, and they're like, perfect. You know, they add their bunch to the pile, and it's a done deal. So then they go back for the rest of their Thanksgiving, have a good Thanksgiving dinner, pass out for the night, and, they, you know, all is well, right?
Okay. Or is it?
Or is it? Yeah. You see the foreshadowing there. So then the next day, the local police chief called the church and said that they knew that the trash on the side of the road belonged to Arlo. You want to know how?
I actually was wondering that. I was wondering, did the two police officers in the town watch them dump the trash, or how did they know about this?
Well, apparently they sifted through the trash and found a letter addressed to Arlo in the trash. And they're like, okay, we know this is you.
Excellent, you know, forensics there.
Seriously, good work. And they called and they said, like, was this you? And Arlo said, well, I cannot tell a lie. Yes, it was me. Here's the clip there.
Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage. And just wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, officer, but I cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage.
Okay, so you heard that Arlo confessed, and so then him and his friend Ricky went into the police station expecting a little slap on the wrist, but instead, they got arrested.
Boom.
Yeah, handcuffs and all.
Yeah, who knew littering was such a crime?
I know. Well, after a few hours of being in jail, Alice came to the rescue and bailed out poor old Arlo and Ricky, and they had another Thanksgiving the day after. So that'd be today.
Yeah. So they're getting ready for their third feast.
Would you be down for another Thanksgiving dinner after yesterday?
No. Yeah, I'm having Mexican food tonight.
Well, maybe you need to get rested and then all of a sudden your hunger will come back. Well, the next day, Arlo and his friend stood trial. And after all that, they ended up having to pay $50. So it was $25 a piece, but that's like $500 in today's money. So it was not cheap. And they had to clean up the trash that they dumped on the side of the road in the snow.
That actually seems very appropriate.
Yeah.
They probably learned a very good lesson.
Mm-hmm. Well, the officer that had done all the forensic work brought all this evidence to the case, but the judge was blind. So the officer was pissed because the judge could not really give a full proper sentencing after all that
He's
hard
like,
work.
Judge, look at this. It says his name.
But so Arlo got out of that, relatively unscathed, but it did come back later.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get into more of the sort of protest nature of this.
Yeah. I didn't want to get into it too much, but basically a few months later, for the second part of this story, he ends up in New York and he's about to get drafted. The whole draft process, there's a couple different rungs of it. And at the very end, they asked, have you committed any crimes? And, of course, as we know, he can't tell a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, I have been committed of a crime for littering. And they saw that as just as bad as all these other criminals that have done way worse things.
And he could no longer be eligible for the Vietnam draft.
I mean, that's what he wanted.
Right. Exactly. The whole second half of that of the story is all about that.
But, you know, we've been talking and there's still one crucial piece to this puzzle.
What's that?
Alice's restaurant.
Oh, right. Where is it? What do we know about it? What kind of food does it serve?
And he does not mention it at all during the entire song, pretty much. He just needed a chorus that he could loop so then he could tell the story over, basically.
You know what I just realized?
Mm.
Maybe the church is the restaurant. She fed him several feasts. That's probably, in his mind, he's like, Alice, you got a restaurant here.
I mean, maybe you're onto something or maybe you're up in that bell tower too. I don't know. But from the story there, you can tell that he rarely ever talks about the restaurant, like, at all. And what Arlo claims is that if you were in a similar situation, if you're about to get drafted, right, you too could avoid getting drafted if you just went into the psych's office and you just told the psych, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Here it comes.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Walk right. All right, so yesterday we played this song. We've done it every year for how many years here at KPCW?
Well, that's a great question. We didn't know initially when we were doing this research. We actually had to reach out to an old friend, Beth Fracken, and she told us how long we've been playing it here at KPCW.
Do you remember when you started volunteering for the station?
In 80.
In 1980.
Yeah.
So you win. I mean, I think that everybody's kind of followed after your kooky. Well, did you need 20 minutes to just run downstairs and check the weather or something?
No, I probably needed to go to the bathroom. Well, yeah, I used to have to do the Thanksgiving show, and I just wanted to. And it wasn't anything official, but I would play it, I guess. I can't remember how many times I was on the air on Thanksgiving, but I got some pretty funny photos of my sister joining me there. Yeah, it was like a tradition for me, too, so... But I always, because I loved that movie, I loved the song, I loved the whole story, and it took place on Thanksgiving, so that's why I played it.
Love hearing from Beth.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so is KPCW the only radio station that plays Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving?
Unfortunately, we were not that unique, no. But it is kind of an interesting line of how it became so popular, especially on radio stations. So as I was doing my research, I found this article from KUNC. It's a radio station in Colorado. And Guthrie performed the song live on another radio station called WBIA. They're a radio station based out of New York. And people absolutely loved it when it debuted. It was in 1967, so a couple years after the events of all this. People loved it so much that the radio station started using it as like a fundraising engine. So first, people were requesting it so much that the radio station asked for donations in order to play it. And then it was getting played so much that they were asking for donations to stop playing it. And it raised even more money. So
oh,
kind
that's
of a,
great.
A clever
trick. You
gotta
love
there.
Public radio stations. We're all just a bunch of, like, you know, music loving, storytelling folks all around the country playing this song.
Yep. And it just spread there from radio station to radio station. And now it's a Thanksgiving tradition. And, you know, a lot of people don't even realize it, that it's a part of their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. And hopefully you all enjoyed it yesterday while you were prepping your turkey and your sides. And we'll be playing it again next year.
And, of course, always remember, you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get...